Because we sing that song like this, eh? That's I see me, eh? Standing at the door, something like that. So I see Jesus in me to heal someone who believes. He's not gonna stay. He's not gonna stand at the door. Are you with me? He's gonna use your hands. Huh? He's gonna use my hands. He's not just gonna stand at the door to heal the sick. No, he's gonna walk through you. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, so he's gonna do what he wants to accomplish through me and you. So I see myself in the place of ministry. Are you with me? Come on. I see myself doing the works of Jesus. I see myself. Are you with me? I see myself. Don't see Jesus taking over your duty. Come on. Woo! Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't see Jesus taking over your duty. No. He has done it. He said, greater works you shall do. Greater works you shall do. Greater works we shall do. We shall do. We shall do. Jesus, that means, sorry, this is not an heresy, but if you are calling Jesus, that means you want him to come and do lesser work, because he called your own work greater work. Are you with me? So if Jesus comes in, he will do lesser work, but if you use his power, he will do greater works. Are you with me? Glory! So see yourself standing as Jesus, doing the works of Jesus. See yourself anointed in the place of Jesus. See yourself standing as righteousness before the sick. See yourself standing as one empowered by God. Glory. See, I stand as righteousness. I do the works of Jesus. Glory to God. We don't call God when God is calling us. Hallelujah. Don't call God to the scene when God is saying, my son, go to the scene. Amen. You just stand as righteousness. You stand as righteousness. You stand as divinity. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. These gifts, they are actually for men, eh? They are for men. They are for the humanity that God sent his son for. He's to bless men. God wants men to be okay. He wants men to be alright. He delights to see none in sickness. He causes rain to fall on the evil and on the unthankful. So he's waiting for you to send down the rain. Rain there is just figurative. It just means good things of life. Are you with me? Come on. It's just good things of life he sends upon all. Hallelujah. Good things of life he sends upon all. How does he do it? Through the preacher. Through the preacher. Through the preacher. He causes rain to fall upon the unthankful and on the evil. He does it through the preacher also. The preacher gives out the goodness of God freely. Freely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In me, there is a manifestation. Come and sing for me. There is a manifestation. Yeah. Catalique so palibala osate. La rosote. Kala ke manananana. Come and noise it. Of your power. Breaking in us. A little. A little. A get faster. Ah. Yeah. Que le rosate. sermon yesterday. I said, how should a believer spend his festive, his holiday period? Hallelujah. And show somebody, I believe somebody has put this point there. Hallelujah. That is one of the expo. This is how you spend your holiday period. Hallelujah. Looking for the downcasted, for those oppressed, for those depressed. Bring them out from the dungeons of the enemy. Do your part. Do your part, okay? Do your part. A church of 10 people, a church of 10 souls should have an impact of 1,000 people outside there. I'm talking about even those who refuse to join you. Are you with me? You may be, even if you are 10, that 10 on the street, you should be 1,000. Are you with me? That means that 10, at least you have touched so much. Of course, it will be better for them if they receive ministry as you and they join you. But whether they receive or not, show them that God is good. Oh, glory to God. Let them just know, like, that God is good. That's the first thing, man. You should have some fans on the streets. And yeah, he's coming again. Why they are not joining you yet is just because of the nature of humanity that they still, we have seen people that will lay hands on, God healed, they will still go and do Thanksgiving in their old church. Are you with me? In the place where there is no power. Are you with me? But when they see what will happen, the respect will be there. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So at times, it's not just because you want to bring some people somewhere to your church. No, just show that God is good. That's a believer. Come on. When the church says Muslims, say his spirit is affecting him, just lay hands. Oh, God is good. And also, of course, you're also using your thing. You are using what you have got. Say it's our thing. Say it belongs to us. One more time, there is a manifestation. Of divinity, you will miss God. I said something like that on Facebook a while ago. If you just see humanity, all you see about humanity is just that frayed nature, just the fact that, okay, it's just man, he's just a man now. You will miss God. God has ordained men to bless men. God ordained men to bless men, to heal men. The book you call the Bible, which who wrote it? Men wrote it. Men, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For all the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. That means it's not by the inclination of man, but what? Holy men. Can you see? You see, although it's not their will, but yet it's men that spoke. Being what? Being moved by the Holy Ghost. Men are all the Holy Ghost has found to bless you. Not giants, not angels, not Nephilim, call it condemn, whatsoever name. Not any mysterious being coming from Mars, coming from Pluto. Men. Unfortunately for you, men with faults. They are all God has found to bless men, to heal men. At times, your unit leader or somebody just a fellow church member say, come, can we just pray together over this matter? And you just pass him that, and you, when you join this church, how many what do you know? Men are all God has found. Amen. And I think that is also what the reason why some men of God will now go to the extreme. You know, when you now see a man of God that is that his suit is like 2.5 million, just his suit, you see what I'm saying? The suit, the shoe is reflecting the glory of God, but that one now is no longer a man. Are you with me? You do get that? He has upgraded himself so that you can be blessed. So that is why you have to sow the money to buy more shoe. But if you will simply receive the man of God like dressing like that right now, as a man of God truly, you will also be healed. Hallelujah. So one key thing in giving and receiving healing is people's perception. How do you perceive the man that wants to lay hands on you? How do you perceive him? There is never a power problem with a believer. It's always a perception problem. So we saw God in men. Men given to anger like Moses, lust like David, and murder like Elijah. They are yet all God, all the God man was quoting when he came around. Why should Jesus be quoting David? Was it perfect? No, but that's all God has found to use. So if you are the type that you discard men, you disdain humanity, our friend nature, you see imperfection as an excuse for dishonor, you will miss God by 100 kilometers. You will miss God. You will miss God. You will miss him. You will keep missing him. I mean, you will find God, you will not see him. Are you with me? People of like passion. Remember Elijah, right? James 5? Like passion. People who wants to make money, who wants to eat, who wants to get married, they are all God who has come to bless you. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, in fact, we saw God even in Christ, and Christ was a man. And that was the biggest issue with the Jew. He said they will have to believe that this humanity is divinity. That's Wala. I and my Father, we are one. Ah, say, help us now. How can I call you God? We say, okay, believe that he's in me, I am in him. Ah, okay. Even Philip and his disciples say, okay, we are trying. Okay, can you just show us the Father today so that will be enough? Say, okay. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Ah! Oh, deep. And they are seen them, sir. You can't say you are God now. You see, Ed, yesterday, you slept up in that ship in map for Jesus. Have you forgotten? You slept and there was a storm. If we didn't wake you up, we would have died. Yes, he's saying, before Abraham was, I am. Ah! Amen. And if you will discard that, you will miss God. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So you are looking for that no condemnation is in that man. Imagine Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to be born again in the name of his son. It's not the same way I breastfeed. Oh, Jesus. You? She has to be there on the day of Pentecost. Or she will go to hell. Are you with me? Say there's divinity in humanity. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. This is just the main issue. If someone said, let us be quick to go to a believer, I have this issue. Pray with me. Show that honor. The believer has God's divinity in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this, what? This what? Where? Is it in golden vessels? Say earthen vessels. Say trial. Say gold in earthen vessels. That's serious. That would mean if you despise the container, you will not get the content. The container is earthen, but the content is fire. You know, look at someone like Paul standing before Agrippa and Co. And he says, sir, don't look at these bones. Like, he's almost telling you, say, I want you to be like I am. So, of course, you can lead this chain, but be like me. See boldness. He said, I want you to be like I am. He was speaking to a ruler of the land. He said, I want you to be like I am.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We will start to see Christians differently. That is why I have a soft spot for Christians. Like, of course, let me also say ministry-minded believers. Because, you know, there's something I wrote on Facebook some years ago, say 2 years ago. I said, it's good to keep Christians around you. I said, even if you die, have people around you that can just raise you up. Simple. It's just security. Life assurance, Abi. Life insurance. When all your friends, everybody you chat with, they are either serious believers. Some of them are like this. Some of them, they don't send ministry. When you now have issues, who will help you? Say, hey, have you gotten to that doctor? That's the first thing. Money, they will not give you. Prayer, they cannot render. Hallelujah. So you surround yourself with those divine beings. Those conscious of that divinity. That the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Go to 1 Corinthians 1, and that should be from verse 26. For we know our calling, brethren, that not what many wise men are according to the flesh, not many wise, nor many noble are called, but God has chosen the what? Foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the base things of this world to confound the things that are mighty, and what? The things that are despised, the things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should what? Glory in his presence. For of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you what? Wisdomness, what? Righteousness, what? Sanctification, redemption. Hallelujah. According as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in who? In the Lord. So now there is a fallacy that God looks for people who are nothing to use them. It's not like that. It's not that God sees a man that has some achievement. You're not going to look for somebody that is lowly like that. No, but funny enough, it is the man that is lowly that thinks less of himself and trusts God. Because once you have that achievement, you are the one that is not trusting God. Anybody that will seek God will find him. Remember, understand Genesis? Anybody calling us sought God, did he find him? He found him big time. In fact, you can almost say the first Gentile, we and his family, he saw him. So it's not that poverty or something is the criteria, that you are from one village. Somebody say, sir, you say, oh, where are you from? I'm from Ibadan. God cannot use you. Say, Pastor Iyadipo, where is he from? One village in Ife. Can you see? Pastor Iyadipo, where is he from? One creek somewhere. Pastor or Richard, where is he from? Say, can you see? So if you are from Lagos, you are from Ile-Ife, and all these big city, God cannot use you. See, if you are from a rich family, Elisha is from where? It's from a rich family. So it's not that your disposition as touching world academics, when you say, go and see all those papa. No, it's actually subtle, but you know when we usually select escorts in school? There are times, if you saw anyone that is so good academically, this one, God cannot, in our own shot, you say God cannot use you. I'm serious. Yeah, say, you see all this, you'll be proud. God cannot use you. You're not going to look for somebody that is struggling with lower, but in prayer, that was a man of God. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is, you can be an achiever in the things of the world, yet achiever in the things of God. Anyone that will seek God will find him. Even our Lord Jesus, he came through humanity, he was subject to humanity. How about that? He was subject to humanity. That is Luke chapter 2:51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them. But on his mother kept the saints.
See Luke 2:46. Jesus, he learned from men. Men. He didn't say, don't worry, all these guys. No, no, angels read scriptures for me. If there's anybody that should despise humanity, who else? Jesus. He was born without sin. Was he Luke 2:46? Want to go? Let's read. And it came to pass. Come on, you are too slow. Want to go? Luke 2:46. Yes? Came to pass. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Wow! Ah, serious. Who else should despise humanity? Jesus should. But no, he didn't. He was anointed into ministry by a man. Abi? By John the Baptist. See Matthew 3:13. He came to John to be baptized of him. He came to John so that John can lay hands on him. That's serious. So, tell your neighbor, say, learn to receive from people. Say, learn to receive from Christians. Say, healings is not far-fetched. Miracles are not far-fetched. Learn to receive from Christians. They are ordained of God to bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to practice this. Make a practice of this. So, I can say God heals us because he simply relates with us. Healing is far, far, far from salvation. He heals because he relates with us. Mankind can be healed independent of salvation. Independent. Of course, if you ask God for that after he has healed you, then what else will you have to give me? He will say salvation. Are you with me? So, in the default character of God, he heals the sick. I'm not saying Jesus died to heal the sick, no, but it just is default. God's response to a sick man is healing. Not endurance. Not grace to bear. The only thing he gives us grace to bear is persecution. And sickness is not persecution. Turn of the flesh of Paul was persecution, not sickness. Was used in even from the Old Testament for the Philistines as persecution. So don't say this one is easy. No, at times you see a man of God, you see Cooper and say, can you see how God gives this man with talent? So that God can humble him. Yeah, sure, you cannot see. And you will now have so much tangible examples around you. See that prophet of Badare, mighty man of God. But so that God can humble him. Took his sight. Praise God. You want him to explain that? Don't worry. I think effectiveness in prayer series 2 is loading. It's loading. It's loading. I've seen several points. They have to load. What happens if you are ready to pray? Because that is becoming rampant that a Christian that you should always have a boss in one area. Who said? Why should? Say, can you see that guy? He's so anointed, but he's poor. That is what. Remember that I was just film anointed but broke. Remember that? Okay, so I'm saying the default character of God, he heals the sick. He heals those who don't believe in him. But of course, he cannot save those who doesn't believe in him. Are you with me? He cannot save those who doesn't believe the gospel, but he can heal those who doesn't even believe in him. See the multitude that God healed. The voice of their faith was that they came for the healing. That's all. Not because they did anything special. A lot of them that was healed in the ministry of Jesus is because they came. They came to be healed. Their coming is the faith. that, oh, a man is there, he yields. Oh, I'm going. Not because they like him, but he yields and they are there. To be in the atmosphere of power is enough faith. To be in the atmosphere of the miraculous is enough expression of faith for the sick. Are you with me? I'm saying that a sick man was able to even just come looking for you is enough. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saying the default character of God. He heals the sick. So, one thing that we saw, don't forget, I've said this in Understanding Genesis, that please don't forget, don't compare yourself. And also, sickness is not a function of holiness. It's not a function of consecration. One, the biggest force happening on earth is called time and chance. I've explained that to you. It's time and chance. Don't see it as a function of, but I see the sister, she preaches. Maybe she's not preaching enough. If she's more active in evangelism, she will not be sick again. Oh? Don't forget Epaphroditus. Yeah, Epaphroditus. He almost died praying. That's serious. So, time and chance was one of the strong repercussions of the sin of Adam. Time and chance. What is the meaning of that? That means things can just happen without sending an invitation letter. Unpredictable stuffs. You see twins. One is SS, one is AA. The SS, what has he done wrong? Twins. What has the SS done wrong? Some of us, if a mosquito just like, I don't know if you have related with these foreigners before. You just saw, like, go to the South Side, a lot of them are there. Just saw an European, just ran out of the room. What is happening? Sir, there's a mosquito in the room. One mosquito. I can do a story. They did 3 hours looking for, they could not sleep. One mosquito. That can be devilish too. Just one mosquito. Pursuing it. Mosquito. Where some people are sleeping under the bridge. So now see that body now. A body that just to smell mosquito like this, they are gone. And we have human beings. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have women like hostel. No hostel. If you don't see the mosquito, that means something is wrong. So there are so much, you don't even make noise. For you again. They are calm. They are coordinated. They are part of us. I think maybe it's better also. That room was so full of mosquitoes, but they are well coordinated mosquito. So a day, I now use RAID, fix the old stuff. They became obsessed. They didn't die. Was that? What's that? Have we disturbed you before? Have we not do our own? Have we not just on our own? That they didn't die. Now became more hyper. That's why if you use RAID, that is not well, that is not strong. If it doesn't kill them, you're in soup. They will now come with vengeance. What's that? Are we not just our own? Come on, John chapter 9. So it's nobody's fault. And now think about how mosquito would have been responsible for so many lives, just in the last 50 years, 100 years, 200 years ago. And simple innovation of man. I think you can say we have less people now dying of malaria. And I didn't think there's any malaria now that should be incurable, unless it's not detected early. Are you with me? So what I'm simply saying is it's not a function of just time and chance. A man will have a body that cannot
I cannot drink pure water. He said, if I drink that pure water, I will be stool for 5 days. Pure water. Pure. It's already pure. So, okay, sorry, sachet water. When some of us, my God, my God. My God, my God. Ah. You will enter, you see well like this. Fetch the thing, bring it out. Just my mother just put along. The prince of the power of the air, they will settle down. So the first layer now is drinking. The next layer that is baiting. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Just put along, then you will settle. Nothing. All those parts will be on the bottom. Take from the top. Drink. Sweet. Along water. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some people, pure water is already pure. They say, this is the NAFDAC. You are looking for that NAFDAC number. Pure water, I don't see anything. You are using microscope. That one lady said, science sales update. She said, if you put this face under microscope, that you see several, what do they call that thing? Microbes. I said, you didn't bathe very well. But I saw, use Crusader. Hallelujah. Use Tetmosol. Why are you using Joy soap or peace soap or love soap? Use soda. You know, in those days, before, in those secondary school days, once you see your mates doing sporting wear, what do? You put soda on your head. Leave it for 6 hours. It will smooth. You see coil. Ask the man now. And always say, if you put his face under at least you are using microscope. That means if any sickness should come via those things, the sickness should be microscopic. You don't get that. The insect you say is on the face is so small. So if they should cause any harm, the harm should be negligible.
On your face, on your face. John 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. What has he done? And see the mindset of man. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? When was he be sin? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. What's your answer? Pastor, you want to go? Not the man, not his parents. But right now, the works of God will be what? Manifested in him. He's not saying, I made him sick so that what? I can heal him. Because that would mean any man that is still not healed. Jesus failed. That means he made him sick, he did not heal him. You get that? That would mean any man that is not healed right now. It was God that made him sick so that he can show his power, and now he refuses to show his power. Does that make sense? So what he's saying in verse 5, the man is not, it's not because of the sin of the man. It's not because of the sin of the parent. But right now, once because he is sick, the works of God will be what? Made manifest in him. So of course, we can trace it. We can know who sinned. Is it because of Adam's sin? Come on, enter the assembly. Is it because of Adam's sin? Sickness. There's one word I'm expecting you to say. I'll punch you. Huh? Gene, call chromosome. Chromosome. Verse 4, I must walk the works of him that what sent me. So what's the works of him? Healings, right?
Why it is day, the night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So is he still in the world? Is Jesus still in the world? How is he in the world? Hallelujah. Say, we are the light of the world. So to this man, did he ask him that, sir, are you ready to receive me as your Lord and Savior? No. Did he ask him, sir? Yes, remember that church in Port Harcourt? So, are you ready to be healed now? Okay, come and tell your church your story. No, just tell us how it happened.
Say it very well. I won't pray for you.
You don't watch, you don't listen to radio and all those reverse stuff. So verse 6, and when he spoke, he spat on the ground, made a clay of spit, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he washed, and he came seeing. Now, if you read the story down, later, he now told the guy, they were persecuting the guy that, why should you be healed on the Sabbath day? Abi, what is the story? Okay. They were asking him that, who you do? Okay, that one is John 5. They're asking me here, they say, who healed you? And he doesn't know. So later, please look for that verse for me. When he worshiped him and called him Lord, it was later when this 20 what? 24, 25. Okay, let's read 24, 25 together. 3, 4, 3, 5. Let's read together. One to go, yes. Cast him out, yes. Oh, next. You are both seeing him. You see that speaker of you. Then he said what? So after he said he believed, the Bible now says, and he was healed further. Hello? So we can say what happened to him later will change his eternal destiny. It will make him a candidate of salvation. But healing was free. So it was later that we can say he received the salvation available at that time. You understand what I'm saying? No, he has not yet died. He has not yet died. He's not yet out of the grave. But at least to receive him as Lord was what I can call the gospel at in that time. So, but without receiving him as Lord, what did he do? He healed him. Same as John 5. He got to the pool of, to the, what's that, Bethesda, right? And I said, I don't have any man. When the water is being moved, to put me into the moving waters. Before I get there, and that one, as he was just talking, okay, carry your bed, go. And he actually carried it and he went. Later, it's when he just now found in the temple. He now said, what? Sin no more. Let's say, what? Worst thing than this happened to you. What was he saying? Sin no more. What is the worst thing? What is the worst thing? What is worse than 38 years on the spot? 39. That was what somebody said. And somebody said, what is worse than 38 years on the spot? These are 39 years. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when he says sin no more, of course, he's now talking about the danger of rejecting him as Lord, despite the fact that you have received the miracle. No, there's this John 8. Maybe although this is not in this context. Remember the woman caught in adultery. So it's easy for you to say, no, just say, neither say, has any man condemned you? She said, what? No, Lord. Just say, what? Neither do I what? Condemn you. Go what? Sin no more. Why do you think that sin is talking about adultery? The sin in John 5 is not the sin of the man. The sin in John 9 is not the action of sin. Why do you think the sin in John 8 is actions? Say that. Back to the Bible. Just think about that. Amen. What is the key thing that must happen? You must receive him as Lord. How will the woman not be condemned? By her not doing the act or by receiving him as Lord? So sin no more, what would that be? Amen. Praise God. Anyway, you put it is correct. Just leave that for. Which series are we going to? I have to look at Samson. Genesis 20, 17.
So I said, healing is a proof of the mercy of God to the man in disobedience. So we have disorders, barrenness. See some people squinted eyes. See some ladies. Everyone within the man. I don't know what is usually wrong with them. Just do their face like the whole world has come to an end. What is wrong with you? They can't talk. They all be sweating. I don't know the name. I don't want to know. Sorry for you. It's just, and some people, they are so spiritual. You see some people, you have never seen, thank God I married right. Praise God. Amen. I hate that. How will I be one a whole week in a month? Don't be swelling. Sweating. I didn't know what I'm talking about, sir. So just be ready. So it's all because of some just two genes that I was not to miss. They just met. I mean genes. You know what I mean by genes? So just in just like in the conception process and the rest. A lot of things just this one to go this way, just went here, didn't go very well. So yeah. I was the next thing. No, I'm talking about, actually talking about the chromosomes, you know, X, Y, everything. So, like, maybe we have a million X, another plenty Y. It is, if it's not this one, the head will be flat. This one, the head will be, it will come, and it's only one that win the battle, right? So, one will just come, and she came as bookie. You know, you don't just come. You know, like somebody like, some people are not tall right now. A tall gene can just be the next one. But that one just refuse. That one just miss it. You just miss it. So you know, just came and the guy just came out short. It's not God speaking. It's not God speaking. Some people now, God bless them, you know, 24 years of old. Hallelujah. It's not. It's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not your fault of your parents. So that is real. When you say time and chance, what happened to them all? Hallelujah. So the first thing is don't blame yourself for your predicaments. Amen. Don't blame yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some ladies, you know, what? It's like my boo-boo now. I hear it's more than the hair of some people here. Amen. Some people, they're almost 30. Yet, thing is struggling to come out. And it's coming out into court again. What is that? Hallelujah. They will be putting emergency ears on their head, trying to deceive the brothers. Amen. So it's all time and chance. It's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. So, but guess what? Despite all this, divinity yet works in humanity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, divinity is at work in me. Say, therefore, don't look at my bare head to reject healing. Are you with me? So you see a man that is somehow... Don't look at his own political method. Divinity is at work in that man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And those of you that you cry for 1 week in the every month, go and pick this message and listen to it like 50 times. It will go. Say loud. You don't have to accept everything. So healing is a proof of the mercy of God to the man in disobedience. Okay. I'm asking that, why sickness? Why sickness? Was it because of the sin of Adam? The answer would be yes, but with explanation. Are you with me? Because now, thank God, that's why we did that series, so that all this sin can just follow in tandem. Although the sin of Adam is not the sin of Abel, right? Abel did not sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression. But God already made a principle. Every being will multiply after their what? Kind.
So, the type of body that Adam created in his disobedience, what happened to that body? It was death doom. So, although Abel did not what? Inherit the sin of Adam, but he had his body.
You know, you are thinking of the body that Adam created. What sort of thing is that? I say, question for 12 o'clock. At home again. We'll get up. Praise God.
So it's the body that man brought forth.
Don't forget. Okay, I think I was together.
So he was not responsible for the body of man, yet he heals it. He was not responsible for the body of man, yet what does he do?
God, he heals it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Genesis 20:17. The first man recorded healed in the Bible is an unbeliever. I mean, he's not a believer.
Oh, I don't think he's a believer. Genesis 20. Verse 17. We still have a long way to go today. So I don't know where I'm going. Genesis 20, verse 17.
So Abraham prayed unto God. Are you there? And God healed who?
Thanks for my head. You're not there. Come on. Don't interpolate scripture.
Want to be let's read. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servant, and they bear what? Children. Say they bear children. So if you now read chapter 21, verse 1, what is there? What is now there? And the Lord also visited Sarah. And he said, the Lord did unto Sarah as he had what? Spoken. For Sarah what? Conceived and bear Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God has. So can we say the power to heal Sarah was with Abraham all this while? But it was the same scenario. It was when Abraham now prayed for others. Maybe perhaps when that's like, hey, so these people, their wounds were sealed. I pray for you, you became fruitful. Sarah, come here! Hallelujah. Are you with me? That is why at times that you are sick does not mean you should not heal the sick. That you have an issue does not mean you should not lay hands on people who have the same issue. Because in doing that, you will be able to what, focus more on yourself. I've wondered for long. Why is this thing so connected? So all those things you are seeing in Romans chapter 4, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When Abraham now truly believed God, he was able to use his words for Sarah. He now used it. So the power to heal him has been with him all this while. Now say he considered his own body dead. Also not Sarah's body dead. That means he now said, no, I'm not taking this for an answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you can see it was the action of Abraham, not the action of God. Not just one sovereign action of God from anywhere, no? So God puts power in humanity for humanity. Ooh. There is power in your body for your body.
Uh-huh.
There is power in your body for your body. You can put your hands on your body and your body will receive power from your body. Oh, glory to God. Mark 16, what do you find there? He said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. 17, these signs follow them that believe in my name. They cast out demons. They speak with new tongues. 18, they take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay what? Hands on the sick, and they shall what? Recover. That would mean even if the man himself is sick, what will he lay on the sick? Hands. Where is the hand? Part of the body. Hallelujah. Say part of the body heals the body. Say part of the body heals the body. Say I don't disdain my hands because I use it forever. There's yet power. There is power in my hands. Come on, sing.
There is power in my hands.
Hallelujah.
so that's the point. There is power in the body for the body. Amen. So they will lay hands on the sick. So that is why I'm saying you must recognize God in you and God in others. You must. You must see divinity. You must see the supernatural at work in you always. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. That will be faster. Let's wrap this up. There is power in you for you. There is power in you for others in your body. The same body that your lecturer can sorry, not lecturer, first, that is strange. That your teacher can cane, sorry, I know they don't cane people in school nowadays again. Amen. Nowadays in school, hallelujah. There's something they call pankere, hallelujah. No, it's called pankere. Oh, glory to God. And unfortunately for us, in some students that also usually bring pankere for teachers. Part of the requirement, hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the same body that you can't. I know if you have observed some of your fellowship leaders in there in school. They cry the most when you beat them. Pah! Pah! But yet there's divinity at work in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you seen the man of God crying before? You go cry. Amen. You know, that's when I cried. Matthew chapter 8, is it? Verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. 15, 1, 2, go. He touched. What happened to the fever?
Fever left.
So we have touching and we have touching. Hallelujah. There is touching. There's pwah! You can slap a man. Twa twa. Yes, there is touching for the sick. So can we say God? Now, that means CEO. Like as doctors, I've seen a doctor that is very fluent in healing the sick. Like you are present the body of the patient and from morning to evening, the guy is not healed. But the same hands he put on somebody else and the man receiving. What do you think is the difference? Think. So how do you channel the power of God through your hands? What did she say? Any other word? Come on. What was the trigger for the power of God? Okay. It's simple. Say love. She said sorry. Anytime I look at your face, you quickly say sorry. Sorry, that's not what you are saying. She didn't want to be a. She ain't being that. Don't worry. Get used to it. Everybody's acting weird. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect my wife anyway. Now, have I ever come before? Say no. Say no.
No.
Thank you. I say no. Thank you. So, what am I? Oh, have I come before?
No.
No. Have I ever brought gifts before?
No.
Say never.
Never.
I've never done it. Amen. Praise God. So now, this is what I'm saying. The same hands can play this keyboard. How do you tell the hand to play the keyboard? Why did the hand play the keyboard? Who told the hand to play the keyboard? Huh? Don't just say me. Who? Wow. Who told the hands to slap him up? Twa. So who will now tell the man to nice for is to you the sick? Huh? Come on, say it now. Your mind, any other word? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So consciousness. So where does God really work? Is it just the hand or the consciousness?
Consciousness.
Are you with me? So that would mean in laying hands on the sick, what do you meditate on at that hour? You will put it in your consciousness that now we are healing. I love the way Pastor Yadebo puts it. He said at times when you want to minister to the sick, say when he lay hands on the man, he said he will physically feel the anointing flow in his body
flowing to the man.
Hallelujah. Yes, it's not far-fetched. I've explained that countless times. You will feel it tangible. But one thing that is needed most time is consciousness. You put your mind there. You will tell your, you will allow your mind to tell your hand, and this is what you are doing right now. So how do we shine the power of God? Say our consciousness. Say I'm conscious of God. Sorry. Say I'm conscious of healings. Just learn to read things like this often. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And guess what? She rose up and what? She didn't listen to the order. She went to prepare food immediately. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matter ministry. We know we need some people like that. It's not just the prayer bookie type. Amen. Acts chapter 28. Say, I don't discard my body. Say, I know that God has put power in my body for the sake of my body and for the sake of other bodies. I say, bodies. Bodies. Amen. So you can lay hands on yourself, you can lay hands on others. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I make a practice of this. So when you put hands on the sick, it's your mind, you tell your mind, and you are healing the sick right now, right now, right now. And you command the sick in the name of Jesus. You command. Don't forget what you call healings in your, remember the things of the spirit, right? As healings, huh? What is the difference between gifts of faith, workings of miracle, gifts of healing? Where does it become different? In operation, right? How? So that would mean you lay hands on a man, in you is the same thing as flowing, is power. Power is power. Are you with me? So how, why would you know? You know you can lay hands on a man that is a woman that is barren. Yes, seek something else. You heal one, you leave the other. Why? Let me say you lay hands on a man that has two issues, and one of the issues became sub instantly, and the other one remained. Why? Faith, yes. Another word? What you just finished talking about? Consciousness, right? Watch how you directed the power of God. Direction. So, don't see something you like, gift of healing is here, miracle is here, faith is here, everything is the same as you, power is in you. But as the thing is coming out, it is in the operation that the thing will now become what? Healings for this one. Miracles for this one. Are you with me? Are you with me? That would mean the same hands that can work miracles, same hands can what? Heal the sick. You don't have to call out a special, I call for the gift of healing. Anything, you have to call for a special gift. Once you lay hands, the same thing will flow. Just use your words to tell the power what to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, so we maximize this office. Say, so we maximize this office. So Acts 28 verse 2. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for the kindred fire received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cloud. And when Paul had gathered a body of sick and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his end. And they, when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hung on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer. Yeah, he murdered the law. Anyway, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook up the beast in the fire and felt no harm. How be it, they look, he will soon die. When he should have swollen up or fallen down suddenly, but after they have looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they shing their mind and say what? That guy is a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and was. And what? Laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were are healed. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Saints,
yes.
Heal the sick.
Yes.
Somebody say, why not leg? And saints,
yes.
Heal the sick. Of course, any part of the body can heal, but see, it's so, it's, of course, you're also respecting the sick, but not just kicking the sick and like, smith will be so that this means that can kick you for healing, punch you. No. When you're, remember that guy that was doing deliverance, carry the guy on his shoulder. Truly, when your destiny is to be a WWE, WrestleMania, bam! Imagine, for deliverance, carry the guy on his shoulder. I can find the video for you. And chew him on the chair. Bwah! Feels powerful. Praise God. You have to receive respect. So why do we use them? We respect the sick. We are not just trying to disdain them. Okay, get me healed. No. Put your hands there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, there is power in my hands. Say, there is power in my hands. Oh, glory to God. Hey, please, play the keyboard. Converse girl. So, we are women, yet supernatural. Something is in our body for our body. Imagine, Abraham never had the Spirit of God living in him. Think of that. He never had this permanent indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Yet, what happened? Bible says he prayed for Abimelech and God healed him. And he opened the womb. Oh, good Valeras again. I love that day that we just visited Nathaniel's family. And we are just, I and my wife, I think, yeah, he was there. We were just joking, nobody was preparing for anything. And the woman just called the neighbor and said, we should pray for her. I said, what happened? Married for, how many years? For? I said, no issue. I was thinking, yeah, I married the husband, where's my... I said, okay. I was not specially on five, just holding hands together. She was there, my wife was there. We prayed and we forgot it. Like, we literally forgot it. Like, I'm not that we didn't pray with an expectation, but I was just thinking, I'm sorry, don't like me. As I'm thinking, I think barrenness should be the least thing that should happen to a Christian. Are you okay? Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Ah, when I'm saying something is the least that should happen, just take it simple. I mean, it should not happen. I mean, it cannot happen to you. Oh, well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyway, let me leave the dynamics. So we prayed, and just exactly like a year after, up to a year, he just came to me in this place. He was happy. I said, that woman that we prayed for. You had a baby now. Which one? Now, the point is, we had hands. Did I tell you to put hand on that belly? That the, what I said? Now I see all those old practices in my head. Amen. Well, we just hold hands. I will pray. Just pray. Pray. Say the husband is now. Okay, we'll pray for the husband from where we are. Less than 5 minutes. She had the baby. This is what I'm saying. There is power in your hands. Focus on it. Now, the sick will do best to see you as a servant of God. I remember this day clearly. My body was hot, like as hot as anything. And the guy ran to me. He said he's about to die. So what happened? He said it's like his stomach wanted to. I don't know. I know there's some stomachache. There's stomachache. Then go to the clinic. He said, no, this one is not clinic matter. What should I do? Please pray for me. I ensure that God's some say what they need is money for mixed mag, right? Mixed mag is for stomachache now, right? Yes, sir. Miss Caroline, Miss to him, see, what they actually did is money for Miss Man. He said, what do you want? Pray for me. I lay hands on the guy. 5 minutes, he came back jumping. Me, I was sick. I said, ah. I now enter the corner too. Okay. Body. Receive. That time you think that, you know, don't have that mindset that the gift of healing is for others. That it's not for you. Don't never have that mindset. Are you a zero? It's more than you are. Who are you? Are you an angel or you are a cyborg? Don't have that mindset. That is for that. It's not for you. So don't say that. Say the gift of his priest for you know, is for the people. For it's because you disdain yourself. Ah, say I heal myself. Say I keep myself healthy. Say by the power of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Abraham never had the spirit, yet he could do that. He prayed for the whole house of Abimelech, they became fruit. You might say, including the goats. Read the earlier verses. And even the goats, the animals in the house of Abimelech, they refused to bear children again. When Abraham prayed, what happened? You know, same thing happened to Job. The Bible says, God turned the captivity of Job after he has prayed for his friends. You can read this, Job 42. So I can tell you, how did the Lord turn the captivity of Job? Job prayed for himself. Now in faith, he was no longer complaining. Are you with me? So I can minister to myself. I can heal myself. I use the power of God as my disposal for myself. Oh, of course, because this is a church, that's why you have to hold hands with somebody again. Let's hold hands with somebody. If you are told you focus on yourself, when in church, I say, oh, somebody, all of you stop leaving me alone. Huh? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Start praying. Do in tongues. We take advantage of this. Huh? We take advantage of this. How much of else do you want? It's available. It's available. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't discard humanity. There is power in humanity for humanity. There is power in humanity for humanity. There is power in humanity for humanity. There is power in our bodies for our bodies. There is power in our bodies for our bodies. There is power in our bodies for our bodies. We keep ourselves healthy. In the name of Jesus, as one today, we speak against you. Any sickness in the body that wants to manifest it in the vision, we are against you right away. In the name of Jesus, bacteria, we are against you. In the name of Jesus, they call you fungi, we are against you. In the name of Jesus, viruses, we are against you. We are against you. Any form, we are against you, the ones named, the ones not named. We are against you in the name of Jesus. I have felt power in my body right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Viruses, we are against you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, man, Nekasta, Gavile, Rosav, Getata, Kevoli, Raste, Givili, Rosta, Givili, Oste, Givili, Rante, Givili, Anta, Kola, Osta. We live in good health. We live in perfect health. Perfect soundness. 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 We don't discard humanity. There is power in humanity for humanity. Power in the body for the body. Glory to God. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No blood disease here. No sickness here. No defect here. We heal ourselves in the name of Jesus. By the power of God resident in us, we take off sickness. We take off sickness. We say we are immune from sickness, from diseases. In the name of Jesus. Come and pray. Come and pray. We receive together in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We stand negative of every ailment in the name of Jesus. Oh, Katista. Vapi pilorandes. Lakelantes. Togavili Rosavila. Shatekati.
You need to come and try and pray in tongues. Come on. As you are playing, pray too.
Speak some words. Speak some words. Speak some words. Speak some words.
Healing is God's default to the body of man. Yes, a new body is coming, but for now we have healing. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are stronger in the gift of healing. We are stronger in the gift of healing. We are stronger in the gift of healings. We are stronger in the gift of healings. We are stronger. We are stronger in the gift of healings. In the name of Jesus. We are stronger. We are stronger. We are stronger in healing ourselves. In the name of Jesus. There is no sick family here. In the name of Jesus, no sick family here. We heal ourselves in the name of Jesus. Kanti rasa gebile kosta gebile masa gebile masiman anasta. Nemo rasa gebile katata. We doctor our body by the power of God. We doctor our body by the power of God. We doctor our bodies by the power of God. By the power of God. Nikela Zebali Rasede. Yeboli Rase Police Tebolata. Shekeli Malazada. Roli Ketelaze. Miteli Volatada. Imali Rose Boli Mali Masege Bili Mase Boli Rase Boli Astegede. Take a pile mazate carosa fala mate do dade. Mashete ni rosata. Ye poli rase volate. Malike toli mali rase teli mase tos. Ni mali mase poli rase tos. Kata la mala 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 manso pile rose teke ti de mali mazate. Poli mali rase toli mali mosu kati ne mali ni ni mali rosso toli maketro mali 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 mosu toli makate de ni mali mosu to mali rase kepile mase to yeke toli mase poli mali rase kedo o mali mosu to Castigavilla Razico Tamale Malek and Rosin to Malamana Mazaka. Malama Sikoni Mali Rose Katata. Nimali Mali Mose to Risa de Dea. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So don't despise your body. Don't despise your body. That the body sees mortar, you sleep, you snore, don't despise the body. Wake up every morning and say, this body is powerful. Wake up every morning and say, there is power of God, yes, in this body. Hallelujah. At times you are so hungry, I say, how can the body that has God in it inside be? There is yet power in this body. At times you go to the toilet, you see the things that came out so big. Wah! Say, yes, yet power in this body. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, don't despise my body. I see divinity. Hallelujah. So you respect yourself. Now I'm telling you that we are going to say everything. This is our life. Nobody is dying young. Okay? I won't allow you. We die, we'll bring you back. Come and learn the world. Who else will learn the world if you die? Come back, you come and learn the world. Hallelujah. We write exams. No escape. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You walk on your body. You tell your body, yes, you are doing it. Today, I'm going out today. Just speak up with my saying, just look at hence, you are going out today. Any sick you see is for you. It's for you. You will see my hands today. I will lay you on the sick. The sickness will jump out. Hallelujah.
You will just look at yourself.
Say, in the name of Jesus, the next person I hug today.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You will speak to your body like that. Call your body the communication. Your body communicates. How does God communicate healing to us? Through the human body. Man will heal man. Imperfect men will heal imperfect men. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So, yes, in that humanity, see divinity, see supernatural, see it at work. See God always at work in you. Your default, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Are you with me? They won't carry you, you are even in the hospital, you are in something like, and somebody is beside you, in the name of Jesus, leave this place. I will leave tomorrow. Something like that. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, I will also give you some dynamics to the power of God. Maybe in the next one. At times, there are times that you just put a power, for the faith of people, you just put a timeline. You give them a timeline. But speak with authority. But I want you to respect your body. Are you with me? You respect it. You treat it with respect. Look at yourself as a man on duty. On the duty of healing. On the duty of bringing healing to others. See yourself as that man on assignment. Are you with me? Never despise you. Never. 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 If you will honor yourself, you will receive from yourself. You will receive from yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus.